Proclamation number 3368 of 15th of December, 1944. Belief in the working of the forces condition. People close themselves off to true knowledge if they don't believe in the working of spiritual forces, for faith is the first condition for them to be able to work. If the human being is to attain realization, his thoughts have to go in the right direction, since they can also take a different direction because the human beings will ease free through God's will. The origin of the thought is always the spiritual kingdom. From there the thought flows to the human being. It is received by his will and processed by his intellect or also rejected. And since good and evil forces are active in the spiritual kingdom, the mental streams will also be accordingly. Thus they can be accepted or rejected according to the human being's will, for his will closes or opens itself to the influx of thoughts. As soon as the human being believes and strives for good, he will also be open to the mental influences of the good spiritual forces, and these can then instruct him and also enlighten him about their own activity, about their strength and love. And if the human being thinks these enlightenments through intellectually, this is an acceptance of what is offered. He believes that the beings of light can and want to be active in order to guide him to realization. But equally the bad forces can have an effect on him and impart thoughts to him in a form that he believes to be the originator of these thoughts himself, and understandably they will be such that they deny all connection of the spiritual kingdom with earth and all working of mature beings for the benefit of people, so that they make the human being unreceptive to the good influences and the human being closes himself against them because he does not believe in their strength and power. Then these beings of light can no longer express themselves. They do not find an open ear, and compulsorily no knowledge can be imparted to people. And that is why people will always live in spiritual darkness as long as they don't make contact with the light-bringing beings through their will, which, however, presupposes faith in the working of these forces. This can also be expressed unconsciously when the human being hopes and waits for inner enlightenment, when he believes that right thinking will bring him enlightenment even though he does not know the origin of the thought. But this ignorance is then only a state which is quickly remedied, for the desire for knowledge is at the same time a concession of a strength which can impart knowledge to him and thus also an opening up to it. As soon as the human being believes in God's love, it will also be easy for him to believe that this love can and will increase his knowledge and that God has many possibilities to convey this knowledge to him. Then the thought that his messengers and servants in the spiritual kingdom are the intermediate bearers of pure truth and that God also finds the possibility to convey this truth to earth in a direct way will not be unacceptable to him either. For anyone who believes in God will also believe in unusual activity if he takes into account the great spiritual hardship, the state of people's remoteness from God and ignorance. He will believe that God uses spiritual forces which take care of those on his behalf who are of good will and call upon him for help. The knowledge of the pure truth, however, is help. The state of realization is also a state of strength at the same time, for the right realization gives strength and makes people happy. But if the human being does not believe in the possibility of a transmission of strength through spiritual beings, he is completely at the mercy of the onslaught of other thoughts which he indeed regards as his own thought activity but which also have spiritual origin. They only increase his spiritual darkness. Then he will not be taught truthfully but be forced into increasingly wrong thinking. And then he will no longer be able to find his way until he finally denies everything and also no longer wants to acknowledge God and his working. He is blind in spirit and cannot be helped. For since he does not believe, he does not turn to God or the good forces for help either, and thus he closes his heart to every good influence. For a strength is to be acknowledged, or it cannot become effective according to God's will, who also gave the human being a free will to open or close himself to the influx of strength. Amen.